Shane, can you tell us a little bit about Midwest Foods, how the business started and I guess where it's going?
Yeah, sure. Joel, we started about 25 years ago, a very small operation in Dubbo. My business partner, Damien Mann, was the person that sort of kicked it off, and then more recently myself and my wife were involved. She was involved in the early 2000s, and then I've been involved working in the business in the last 2 years. So we're all working in it and trying to grow the business and keep our customers satisfied.
A business quite well known across Western New South Wales, Central West, for the people that are listening and in other parts of Australia, you know, what are some of the main activities that, that Midwest Foods undertakes?
Yeah, okay, so we're a food wholesale and distribution business, and we also do wholesale distribution of alcohol. We're based in Dubbo, and we cover about a third of New South Wales, and our main client base is north and central New South Wales. But we cover a fair bit of territory with Dubbo as the hub.
Okay, yeah, that is a lot of territory. What are, in terms of distributing, I suppose one of the big challenges would be food as a, especially cold food, perishable, that type of thing. There'd be a lot of challenges around making sure the trucks and the vehicles get through and are in the right places at the right times.
Yeah, absolutely. The complication of delivering an ice cream in the middle of summer to a place like Bourke or Brewarrina when it's 45 degrees and the ice creams have to turn up at minus 18, that's a bit of a challenge. But the vehicles are all really well maintained, and we try and keep the fleet as modern as we can to help that end result of getting the food where it needs to be in appropriate condition. We do probably somewhere around 60% of our product is frozen product, so it's a key part of the business.
Okay. And how many vehicles are you running? What's the fleet size?
We've got about a dozen rigid trucks on the road, and then we've got other grip vehicles and smaller town delivery vehicles that focus just in and around Dubbo. So, yeah, all up, there's about 22 or 3 vehicles on the road.
And that's a challenge in itself, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously, you know, when you look at some of the big fleets, it's I guess small in comparison, but that would still, I could imagine, there'd be so many headaches about keeping those trucks on the road, in the right places, doing the right thing.
Yeah, correct. And just the tyranny of distance and the isolated places that we do go, it's a challenge. And I'm just very lucky we've got a great team around us. Systems in place to support it all.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you first started making the investigations around telematics and around the Verizon system and how that process came about?
Yeah, look, we had we went down the path of vehicle tracking to help follow our vehicles because they were in so many vast different directions, and also trying to get some data around using our vehicles more efficiently and effectively. We invested in what was the Fleetmatics program, and that's now transitioned to the Verizon software, and now we're really starting to dig down and drill into the data that can supply to us. That was always available. We're just really putting a focus on it, and the benefits are already starting to come through. So it's been really good.
How have your drivers accepted the uptake of the tech?
Yeah, very well. Probably one of the most significant ones is the there's a matrix and a dashboard that we can produce on wasted fuel, which is really linked to idle time idle time compared to turning the engine off. The new vehicles that we got have got an off-engine freezer unit, so the truck itself doesn't have to be running for the freezer unit to run, but after a little bit of education with the drivers, the change in the wasted fuel based on them being able to confidently turn the truck off, the evidence is very clear that we're now starting to save fuel, which is comes back to a massive cost within our business. So if we can reduce that, it helps right across the board.
Mm. What would you say to other business operators, maybe similar size to yours, Shane? You know, well worth the investment. Would you be without it now?
No, I can only see our business using it more and more moving forward. It gives the drivers a benchmark to work with. It can actually be set up to allow our customers to understand where we can be in the timeframes that are available. It helps our sales and marketing staff also being able to feed on information to our customers about our drivers and their locations and how far away they are and so forth. So it's a really good tool in that regard. And also driver management, making sure that the drivers are rotating appropriately and the vehicles are rotating appropriately, so we're not using the one vehicle to do all the hard yards. We can rotate the vehicles around. So having that as a visual snapshot really is an advantage.
Anecdotally, with telematics, a lot of people will say, well, yeah, we hear about the fuel savings and the safety savings and that, but they may be concerned that it will create extra work back at the office. Have you found that the system's easier to work with? And I suppose it's probably one of those systems where the more time you put into crunching down the numbers and that type of thing, the more you get out of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been able to use it. I've been able to print the data from the logged information, sit back and analyse that, and we've definitely made decisions based around the data that's came apparent to us, and that's to manage driver fatigue, to manage load distribution. Maintenance is the one that we're really focusing on now, to automate and track all vehicle maintenance using the whole telematics system. So it's a great tool across the board.
Sounds like you've been very impressed.
Yeah, it is, and the support that I received, I went down and had a face-to-face meeting with some of the staff down at the office in Sydney, and really helpful, and just made it so much more effective for me to understand how I can use it and implement it across the business. So it's been great.